Hello, and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto, and today I'm going to share with you a slow quote from Mervyn Peake's Titus Groan. This is the first book in a trilogy, the Gormenghast trilogy, which is a masterpiece of imagination. In this quotation, the Countess of Gormenghast, who is a wonderful character, she's somebody you wouldn't want probably as your boss or your mother or your grandmother or your wife or your sister. However, she's impossible to dislike. You have to like her. She has a lot of character. She has a certain savviness. She's able to sniff out evil when she needs to. She has more time for creatures, birds, animals, even plants, than she does for humans. But occasionally she'll shine her attention on a particular human. In this quotation, she ponders her personal curriculum for her newborn son, Titus, immediately after dispatching him to a regime of nanny care for the first 5 years of his life, during which she finds him too useless to bother with. Nevertheless, she clearly has higher hopes for him than for his neglected sister, Fuchsia. Her capacity for love, I mentioned, is primarily channeled towards birds and cats, with some left over for plants. Her children come a distant fourth, and her husband simply doesn't feature. That said, I like the ornithological program. In my dream school, children would learn about one bird, one flower, one tree, one animal, an insect, and one plant per week, along with learning a poem and a song. So here's her program of improvement for her son. "And I shall teach the boy to whistle birds out of the sky to his wrist, which I have never taught Fuchsia, because I have kept my knowledge for the boy. And if I have the time before he is 12 years old, and if it's a pleasant evening, I might take him to the pool that is as green as my malachite ring with the silver setting, and let him watch the lesser fly-spotted wag-catchers building their soft grey nests out of moth wings and dew twine. But how do I know he will be observant and careful with birds? For Fuchsia disappointed me before she was 5 with her clumsiness, for she used to ram the flowers into the glass vases and bruise the stalks, though she loved them. But it is my son I wish to teach, for there is no use in revealing my secrets to a girl. But he will be so useless for a long time, and must be kept away from my room until he is about 5 at least, when he will be able to absorb what I tell him about the sky's birds, and how he can keep his head quite clear of the duties he must perform day after day." Thank you for listening.